The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on vacation this week. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from Madison All Access, Brendan Mortensen. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, not too much, guys. I mean, July now, so getting ready for the draft, getting ready for the deadline. Big month, big month.
Or as Ben McDonald would call it, July.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I love the meme of him. It's July.
First of all, before we get into this, I voted this morning for my All-Stars, and I'm going to tell you one thing I do not like, Brendan, because I'm a suspicious individual. I don't like people. I don't trust people. Why is it that when we vote in this final round, we don't know the tally of the votes as we go along? Why is there a big surprise at the end of this thing?
It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe Major League Baseball just wants to build suspense. No. That's my best guess, but good question.
I don't trust them. All right, Brendan, we talked about this a little bit. I don't. I'm serious. We talked about this a little bit earlier. If the Orioles are buyers at the trade deadline, let's just assume they are, what position or what do you want to focus on being buyers?
Yeah, I think there's a scenario where they are soft buyers, soft sellers, right? I think you can look at some of the expiring contracts on this team and say, okay, if you're looking at the second half and maybe saying, you know what, it makes more sense to move off some of those expiring deals, I think that makes sense. But I still don't think you're moving anybody with any long-term contracts. I do think you could buy somebody with a longer-term contract. A name that comes to mind is somebody like Luis Severino, who's been pretty vocal about the fact that he doesn't want to continue to play in Sacramento. And he's got two more years left on a relatively inexpensive deal. We just saw him have a really good year with the Mets last season, and he's put up some solid numbers away from home, away from Souter Health Park, with the Athletics this year. So that's somebody who you would have two more years of team control of. And if the thought is, okay, we're going to be back in this thing over the next two seasons, you know, there are some possibilities where you could look for a bigger bat in the middle of this lineup. I'm still not all that concerned about this lineup moving forward, considering how decimated they have been by injuries. But I think if you're looking at one place, it's probably always pitching, right? It's starting pitching. We have seen how many injuries have hit there this year and just some of the inconsistencies as well. So if you can go out and get a guy like Severino with a few years of team control, I think that makes a lot of sense for the next few seasons.
Do you think the thought process has changed on, I don't want to say the top prospects, because everybody's still waiting for Basayo, but with Mayo, and then, people are talking about trading Kiersten, which I think is so silly because it's so low right now, and again, that guy's been through the ringer a couple of times, but what are your thoughts on the possibility of Mayo being a guy here or being a bigger piece in a larger trade?
Yeah, I don't know how much the thought process there has really changed.
Okay.
I think Mike Elias is still going to listen to any offers that come in. It would probably have to be a godfather offer for somebody like Kobe Mayo at this point, to me, just based on what we have seen from him at first base. He's really starting to heat up offensively. I think his value is continuing to go up. I think he is a part of this team's plans moving forward. I think Samuel Basayo is the same way. That's just too good of a prospect to move, especially at this year's deadline. I think it would be one thing if you were really, really going for it down the stretch, if you were in a better position playoff-wise and felt like this could be your year, maybe you start to look at somebody like Samuel Basayo or Kobe Mayo or even a Heston Kerstad and say, man, if there's one guy out there that would really push us over the top, maybe we would consider moving one of those guys. But I think at this point, given where you are in the standings and given what we are seeing from Mayo at the big league level, from Basayo at AAA, it would have to be a huge offer to move off of one of those guys at this point.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Here with Brendan Mortensen, Mass and All Access, joining us right now. I know we're stuck on this trade deadline thing, but it's real for us right now. The Orioles have put four catchers on the IL. Now, I'm not saying that's the reason, that position is the reason that they are where they are, but I am saying IL injuries is the reason. Is it really tough to forecast what your future is, Brendan, when that's injuries have been such a big part of the 2025 season?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's hard to evaluate what's happening in the short term, too. I think you have to stick to the plan of what you've seen over the past few seasons. I know with the struggles standings-wise this year, it's easy to forget that this team won 100 games 2 years ago, 90-plus games a year ago. And the lineup, you just haven't been able to see it at all. If you are talking about Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Jordan Westberg, and Colton Cowser as your kind of core five guys in the lineup, the Orioles have played 85 games. Those guys have been in the lineup together six times this entire season. I don't know how you can evaluate a lineup when there have been that many injuries throughout the year that has kept your core group of guys away from playing the game with each other. And the catchers specifically, that's just hard to continue to manage a pitching staff like that. I know you're just trying to find a body to get in the lineup at this point, but you're talking about somebody like Chadwick Tromp, who has spent most of the year in AAA. Now he's got to come up and figure out how to catch a pitching staff. Jacob Stallings, the same way. He spent most of the year in Colorado. Doesn't get a lot of time to settle into the organization in AAA Norfolk before the Orioles need him immediately. So even just from a defensive perspective, from a pitching perspective, trying to understand what the staff likes to do, that's a really tall task for those guys. So it's really hard to evaluate what this season would truly look like if the plan went somewhat closer to according to plan, because you've had 23 guys on the injured list. There's 13 guys on the IL right now. I just don't know how you can evaluate the season when you have had that many strings of bad luck.
Do you have enough, in your opinion, do you think we have enough data to start feeling good about Trevor Rogers?
I do. I think I've always been pretty bullish on Trevor Rogers, just given what we saw from him early on in his career in Miami. And what we heard from Mike Elias last year is a real thing. I mean, he was just a little bit fatigued. The arm was blown out a little bit, and he just needed some time to get back into it. I think normally I would say this is too small of a sample size, and I think when we're talking about Trevor Rogers with an ERA under 2, maybe that's too small of a sample size to think that success like that is going to continue. But you're talking about a tall lefty with a fastball that sits around 93, 94, 95. That gets on you quickly. And there are not a lot of lefties, especially at that size, that can throw with that kind of velocity. And the changeup has looked great. The secondaries have looked really good. I'm not saying Rogers is going to continue to be an ace type of pitcher. I don't think that's what the Orioles even expected when they traded for him, but this is more along the lines of what we thought Trevor Rogers could give you, which is a really good fastball that he's going to throw over half the time, good secondaries to work off of it, and a solid piece of the rotation. I think I'm confident at this point in saying that Rogers is going to be a solid piece of that, at least for the end of this year and going into next season.
There he is, Brendan Mortensen. Brendan, you working on anything special for us right now?
Oh, always am, Rob. We got the draft in about a week and a half, so we're going to have a big show on Mass and Owl Access for that. It'll be airing on Mass in the following night, and then I'll be down in Atlanta this weekend covering that series for the Orioles.
Thanks a lot, my man. Have a good one.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, guys.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.